Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. So glad you stopped by to see us today. We've got a lot of good things coming up. We believe the Lord is going to use us to be a blessing to you today. And boy, we're continuing on to this great Know Thyself series that we've been on for some time now. And we're just coming back from a break that we had a little short break here since December. And so we're back fresh as a daisy, ready to see what the Lord wants to do on this portion of this series. And we're so much looking forward to seeing where the Lord is going to lead us today. And we're in faith today that he's going to lead us where he wants us to go. So you want to stay with us, because there may be something right in there for you that's going to help you in your life and help you to see some things clear and get a hold of some things a little better maybe than you have in the past. So that's what we're believing the Lord is doing here on the Road of Faith Seminar. My goodness sakes, part number 40 of the Know Thyself series. And of course, our main verse that we've been staying with, that the series is built on, is 2 Corinthians 5:17, that says, if any person's in Christ, if any man, any woman's in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Or look, take a look. Look around and see that all things have become new since we've hooked up with Christ. We are new creatures. We're new creations, built and created in Christ Jesus. And my goodness, to get a hold of this whole concept that is basically foreign to people. The understanding of the unity that we have in Jesus, that we've been born into and we've been included into, it's a huge concept. It's a huge thought to even get our minds wrapped around it to start with. But it's a truth. It's true. We really are one with God. When we hook up with the Lord Jesus and you receive Jesus into your spirit, into your life, you've become one with God, one with the Holy Spirit, one with the Lord. And his life now is our life. The life that the Lord Jesus has right now is our life. Praise God. And we've been created into this. And now we partake of this wonderful life, eternal life, the God kind of eternal life. Praise God. And a lot of people don't even realize that they need this eternal life. They're so blind to their state. Many people are so blind to, or they can't perceive it. They can't see where they are with God, man. And God is perfect. And so they feel, people feel inadequate in front of him. They feel intimidated that they could even come to God, and they feel guilty, they feel condemned. But my goodness, he doesn't condemn us. He wants us to understand that he has given us this eternal life, and it's free, and that anybody, anywhere, anytime can access this eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. He became sin for us, what we were, and he took on all of that upon himself, and we took on, and it was a great exchange when we had faith in what he did for us, and we entered into this new life that he brought to us. My goodness sakes, everything changes, our whole perception and understanding. Well, we're trying to understand these things. Well, now see, when we're first born again, we know that there was great change in us. When Jesus came in, we knew that. I knew that. When I knew there was a great change in me, I didn't understand it in my carnal mind and where I was in relationship with the Lord. I didn't know hardly anything. You just enter into this, but we find out as time goes along what happened there. And that's the whole thing. That's what we're trying to do, is we just keep looking and just keep dwelling on the truth and just keep focusing on that which is right, And man, he brings us more and more and more into an understanding of what we have here. Now, this is so big for us to wrap our minds around it in this life. I don't believe it's possible to really get our minds wrapped around it completely until we leave this life. And then we can see, because of the cloud, the things that's involved in our fallen nature and being involved in a fallen realm everywhere that's against God. And so our understanding is darkened when we come into Christ, you see. We have a darkened understanding, but we come in faith and we start out and we receive that which he has given us, okay, by faith. We don't know everything that's involved in it. Man, the kingdom, he has given us the kingdom. Father has given Jesus the whole kingdom, and Jesus has sharing it with us. We are one with him, and we get to share this wonderful, huge kingdom that we're a part of. And all of the wonderful things that's in the kingdom is ours. It's a wonderful thing. What we're doing here is exploring, and we're going into different places, and we're looking at different things that we have that belong to us now that we're in Christ. Well, see, this whole series, what this is all about, is the understanding of this union that Jesus has brought us into. And when we get a hold of this and we begin to understand this union that we're together with him and never going to be apart from him, we should hear from him clearly. Now, this series, we talk a lot about that, about hearing from the Lord clearly. We've talked about a lot of the verses involved with that. And what necessary, we talked about three things in a box. Well, let's see, we went back all the way to the first one, where we begin to talk, you know, the first one's there. We talked about our right relationship with God. How is it even possible to have a relationship with a perfect God? How's it possible for you and me? You know, well, it's not, except for Jesus to have this kind of a wonderful relationship of oneness that he has brought us into with God. It's eternal. It's forever. It's way beyond what we can get our minds wrapped around. However, we can grow in our understanding while we're here, and we should be, because the more we can get into what we are and who we are and what he has made us, the more we can get into that and understand that, the more we can get our minds renewed in these truths and these facts of who we are with him now, the more we can do that, well, the better off we're going to be here. Because we can walk in more understanding, we can walk in more faith, and we can, there's just a lot of things that belong to us that if we don't get our minds wrapped around, we're not in faith about those things that belong to us, well, then we're not going to be able to enjoy him here in this life. And he's paid for a lot of things now for us to enjoy in here and now in this present world, in this fallen realm, in these fallen bodies. He's provided things for us now. He's provided healing for our bodies. He's provided abundance and financial no lack. In other words, Jesus has delivered us from the curse of the curse of the law, which include those three main areas: eternal life. Okay, well, of course, we were eternal. We were dead to God. We were separated from God. We had a life, but it wasn't the life of God. Or Jesus would never came. He had to bring us eternal life. He's the author of eternal life, and when we accept that, well, then we enter into his life. What the same life that Jesus has, the same life that Father has, we now have, because we have received it through faith of what he did for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you can see right there in the verse, any person who's in Christ is a new creature. Everything's new now. When you're hooking up with God, everything's different. Now, you don't understand all that when you first come into the Lord, but boy, we're just moving along in this series, and we're trying, and hopefully you're not where you were when you started out there in part one of Know Thyself. You're not the same place now where you were, but you're beginning to pick up some things about the Lord, and you're beginning to grow in your understanding about the Lord, and he's bringing you into greater and better things in your life, and give you an understanding of what to do and how to deal with some of these negative things that are hitting you, like sickness and disease, like poverty and lack, and those things in financial areas and material areas of lack and so forth. He wants you to live in abundance. That's his will for you. He's paid for it for you, and he wants you to live in that abundance, and wants you to have peace in your soul inside. He's paid for that, and you're to have it. He wants you to have it. Well, how do you access a lot of these things? Well, how do you access? It's through faith that we access that which the Lord has already done through grace. We access it through faith. Praise God. So now, as we go along, we're learning to walk these things out. We're learning how to apply these things into our lives. Isn't it wonderful to be able to do that? To be able to learn how to walk in faith in the Lord Jesus, who lives within inside of us, walking by faith, walking by living by dependency upon what he tells us. And it's a learning process. I haven't arrived. My goodness, I'm not where I used to be, though. I'm so thankful that I'm not where I used to be in that regard. As far as faith is concerned, he's helped me so much to grow in understanding, to grow in how to apply things. And each new instance that we come into in life, each as we go along, each new thing, each new challenge, we get another opportunity. We get another opportunity to believe God, to believe what he's telling us, and to walk in that. Many times we have to do something different than we normally would have done. Here in the last several weeks, I had something coming that was happening in our lives, and just, you know, this year, and it was pretty important. And what I wanted to do with it, the Lord kept telling me, don't do that. What I wanted to do, you know, I was wanting to go ahead and get this thing laid out and nailed down, right? I wanted to get it nailed. It was kind of up in the air for a while, for weeks and weeks. This guy's up in the air. I didn't know where things were except for what he was telling me. And he was telling me all is well. He said, don't do anything. And so sometimes when you don't do something and you're in faith about that same thing, you're in faith about it. That's moving faith. That's active faith when he's telling you not to do something. And that means you're obeying, you're waiting and believing what he's told you to wait and hang in there and whatever. And so that's faith in what he's telling you. And boy, it's important to hear from the Lord on stuff now. Now, just recently, just a few days, last few days, I have seen the culmination of my waiting, you know, the by faith, what he told me to do. I've seen how it came out. Okay, it came out amazing. It came out just amazing, just great. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I sure am glad I waited. I sure am glad I didn't jump the gun here. It wasn't time. It wasn't ready. It wasn't time for me to do anything, you know. And so by faith, I waited. And boy, when it finally was time, when things began to come together and then I could see. It turned out the way it was supposed to turn out, the way he wanted it to turn out, his perfect will for my life. I saw it again, and it was because I believed what he told me in spite of what I felt like I should be doing, right? But instead of that, I believed what he said and stopped and waited. And I did that for several weeks until don't have to wait no more. It's done. And I saw his moving and once again, just by following him. Now see, that's the way he wants us to live, is just following what he's saying. A lot of times it's against what you're feeling. It's against what you would do. Many times it's against that. It's because it's not your way. You know why that is that way? Because you can't see the whole thing. You can't see the other side of the thing. Jesus could see the other side of that thing I just had. He saw everything about the other side of it that I could not see. I could not perceive it. The only thing I could was thinking was what should happen, what I thought should happen. Well, he said, no, we wait. Just, you know, all is well. Well, sometimes if you do that, hey, it's going to be okay, because that means that he's doing stuff on the other end, and it's not time yet. It's not ready yet to come to your understanding about things. Well, that's the walk of faith. You know, 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith. Who's we? Us believers. We walk by faith and not by sight. So there's a partial blindness happening in us naturally here, because we're down here in this fallen world, in this fallen natural realm, and there is a blindness that's taking place. And I don't know if you realize that. Maybe you don't think that you're blind in your own self. Well, that's part of the blindness. You don't think you are. and people are going about their business and doing things here in this natural realm, and they are blind as a bat to the spiritual realm. They don't know really what's going on. And they're working on partial information. We all do down here. We're working on partial information that we receive out of this natural realm through these five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, and so forth. And we are in contact with this, you know, through feeling and touching and with the material realm here. But it can be so, so deceptive. And we talked about a lot of these things in previous, in the previous seminars, and also in the previous series that we did, the How Long series, which is a totally different kind of series than this one is. However, we talked about a lot of the deception that's going on. We talked about the Matrix movie, how the Lord gave us the Matrix movie, the 1999 Hollywood movie, The Matrix. He gave that to us as a visual aid to help us to understand what's going on here in this world system right now. And boy, it's a good visual aid. it's not exactly like the way things really are here in reality, but it is very much... very much like the way things are. So hopefully you had a chance to watch that movie. And if you hadn't watched it, maybe you need to watch it and look at it and let the Lord give you revelation and show you what he showed me about that. And countless other people that have watched it. And he has ministered the truth to them through that movie about the way things really are in this world system. Amen, that we're a part of down here right now. And so it's good to know what's really going on now. I mean, it's good to understand what's really going on. Now, as we was just talking a few minutes ago about 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We live by faith, not by sight, not by the senses, not by what we're perceiving and through these senses out here in this natural realm. We walk by faith in what he says. We by faith in his word, regardless of what we're seeing out here. Why is that? Because it can be deceptive out here. That's why. Very deceptive sometimes. Amen. Are you going to hear from the world that Jesus took your sickness and disease? Well, you're not going to hear that from the world, because they don't believe that. They don't believe Jesus took your sickness as a disease. They don't believe that he took your poverty and your lack of material things. They don't believe that he took the penalty for all that. They don't believe that he took the penalty for your spiritual, for eternal life. No, they don't believe that. Their faith is not in him. Their faith is in something else. Their faith is in what they can perceive partially. That's what they see. That's what they understand. And, of course, that's what this particular seminar is all about. It's to get you into a place of reality. Now, that's the bottom line here. What is reality with a believer? What is a reality with an unbeliever? You see, it's different than the reality of the believer. Yes, it is, because he can't see. The unbeliever, even the spiritual ones, the ones that say, I'm spiritual, okay? Well, if they don't know Jesus, they don't know the Holy Spirit, they may be spiritual, or they may be delving into spiritual things, but they are in dangerous territory because they don't have the protection of the Lord. They don't have the truth. They're not seeing things in the right way that should be seen. And the enemy, oh, he likes that because he can get in there and he can deceive so easily, make himself look so like a good creature, like a bright, you know, somebody that's going to help you and guide you and so forth. But if it ain't from the Lord and it's not from the Holy Spirit, well, you don't listen now. You don't realize what you're dealing with there. See, people don't realize what they're dealing with that are what you call spiritual people. And they don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know the Lord Jesus. Okay. And they're out there doing spiritual stuff in the spiritual realm. Oh yeah. They're very much a spirit, and they can move in the spiritual realm as a spirit. You see, unbelievers, you know, but it's dangerous. They don't think anything about it, maybe. They think it's wonderful. They think it's exciting. But listen now, without the Lord Jesus, see, Jesus is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. Father is truth. And that means that is reality. They are reality. Yes, they are. And if they don't know them, you don't know Jesus, you don't know all the Spirit, well, my friend, you're going to find yourself in deception somewhere now, because they are the truth. And if we're not seeking them their way and following them, well, we're in this partial, you know, this partial understanding I was just talking about, this partial perception that I was just talking about. They're not going to see right. They're not going to see right. Because they're not seeing it in the way that is true. From the truth, from the reality, from truth aspect, the aspect of truth, they're going to be seeing it from an aspect that is not necessarily complete truth. And they're going to be seeing it from a worldly perspective, not God's perspective, you see. Big difference there. God's perspective, that's what we're after, because his perspective is truth. That's his perspective. That's what he sees. He sees it all true, all real, all time, you see. Nothing's hid from his sight at all. So, but that's not the case with us here in this life. There's a whole lot of things hid from our sight, whole lot of things. And we don't understand a whole lot of things, why certain things happen. Many times certain things happen because of what's going on in the spiritual realm. So if you know somebody, or if you yourself have been delving into spiritual things without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, well, I just want to warn you, that's a very dangerous thing to do. And it's a very dangerous thing to do because you're setting yourself up for more deception than you're already in. And listen, we're dealing with deception here in this life. We're dealing with the falseness, the lies of what's going on here in the matrix. I mean, the enemy's behind it all. There's a momentum involved here, and we see it expanding. We see darkness and we see evil expanding. We see control expanding in this present world system. And now things are set up because of the technology, because of everything that's available. Now the world is a much smaller place. And we have instant connectivity all over the world now, which is in generations past, that was not possible. So you see many things, many scriptures are going to be coming or are coming to pass now and being fulfilled. And your interpretation and my interpretation of these scriptures and the timing of them and all those things is irrelevant, really. We can look at it and try to interpret it from our partial understanding. in this place about the timing of how things are playing out on the earth and what's going on as far as prophecy and so forth. But your interpretation and my interpretation may be the same or they may be different, but it doesn't really matter because the only interpretation that matters is his interpretation, our Lord's, and the Father's interpretation, and we're going to all find out the truth of things, aren't we? Yes, we will. And eventually, you know, we're going to all see the way things really are. We're going to all see it. And we're going to be out of this deception someday, you know, because obviously this is all temporary. This body's temporary that you're looking at right now. And everything here that you're looking at is all temporary. And but the truth that we're talking about here, the truth and the life of Lord Jesus, is not temporary, and it's eternal. And so when you apply these eternal truths, these things that he has done for us and in us, and we begin to understand who we are in Christ and what he is, this amazing miracle that he did in us, that brought us into union together with the Father and with the Lord Jesus and with the Holy Spirit and brought us into oneness with him. My goodness, the potential, what we could do in this life, what we should do. And the bottom line is really with him, and this is why we've been talking about the fact that the hearing from him, thought to thought, mind to mind, thought to thought, and you should, because he's inside of you. And he's there all the time, 24/7, every day, every night. And he's not going anywhere. And so you ought to be hearing from your Lord. And in order, and that's the whole thing. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so therefore we need to hear from him about everything in our lives. You know, I mean, I want to hear from him about everything. I really do. I want to find out what he's saying about it, because then I can walk by faith in that and do that instead of get into fear or something or worry. Or wondering, well, I wonder what I'm supposed to hear. Wonder, you know, we got to stop it. We got to stop at wondering and fearing and worrying and all that stuff that we're dealing with down here. And of course, the enemy wants to get you into worry, and which is fear, basically worry, fear, stress, pressure. All that stuff, man, we're all tempted. We're all tempted with that stuff. And so we need to learn how to reject that stuff, reject those kind of thoughts and get them thoughts out of our mind, refuse to dwell on those thoughts, and dwell on the things that he has told us. And so that's why we need to hear him so clear. We need to hear him clear, crystal clear within our minds, within our soul. We need to hear the Lord Jesus crystal clear and let him lead us in everything in our lives, which leads us when doing that. See, that's the whole point. When doing that from day to day, week after week, month after month, just doing that every day, all day long, all night long, just doing that, it brings you into his perfect will, you see, in all these different areas of your life. Whether it's physical or financial or emotional or family or just whatever it is, he's there to help us to bring us into faith in these things so that we can walk in peace in these things, so that we can walk in healing in these things, walk in abundance out here and live in victory over this stuff and it not be controlling us, you see, inside. No, he needs to be the one that controls us. And we need to pay attention to what he's saying. Because we can go off and do our own thing. We can just go off and do our own will and the way we see it, the way we're looking at it. You know, yeah, we can. You know we can. We can just flat have our way. And he'll let us. He just ain't gonna stop you. You know, I mean, he's going to try to warn you. Of course, he's like, well, don't go that way. That's not a good way to go. But see, if we're not listening, if we're so daggone headstrong, and we're not listening to what he's saying to us and trying to listen and trying to direct us in the best ways, well, then we're just going to end up going our own way. If we're just not paying attention and be stubborn, headstrong, well, then he'll let us. He just, what else is he going to do? Because you've got a will of your own. God has created into you, in your being, your own will. You got that. So you could do whatever you want. You don't have to listen to the Lord. You don't have to. You can just do your own thing the rest of your life. And most people do. Do their own thing. And then they get to the end of their life. Their life is over. And then they leave this life and they realize, oh, how much time I wasted. How much, you know, oh, how I missed that. I should have went this. You know, it's all going to be apparent then. Of course, I think a lot of people, when they get down to the end of their life, they realize all those regrets and different things that they should have done, they didn't do, or maybe things that they did do that they shouldn't do, and they brought them to a bad place or whatever. But thank God he sees through all of that. And if we'll wise up, if we'll get smart now, and we'll start listening to him, and we'll start, because he sees out there. He sees up there in front of you, and he knows what that's going to do to you, that decision, that thing. He knows where that's going to take you, because there's an avenue that each decision, each choice takes us in. Now, we talk about hearing from the Lord, hearing clearly from the Lord, and that is such an important part of this series. But a lot of it is that the part that we hear from him is so important, so that we don't go down these wrong avenues and takes us to wrong places. See, believers don't realize who they are. And they don't see this amazing union. They don't understand it. Of course, it's the reason why the seminar is going on here is to help you. You who are watching this, this is for you. I'm on here because of you, because he told me to get on here for you. And so what I'm saying to you, he's saying to you. That this is what he wants for you. This is his best for you. He wants the best for you. People think that if they hook up with Jesus and do what he wants for them, it's going to take them away from what they want to do. And I got news for you. That is not true. Not with him. No, it's not true. Because once you hook up with him, he brings into you, his will for you is based upon his knowledge of you and how he has made you and what is put, and he knows everything in you, everything, every good thing, and everything that you're not so hot at. He knows all that too. Well, he wants to get you into the very best things in life. He really does. He's not wanting to hold out on you. And the fact of the matter is, we're the ones that end up, you know, not realizing his good things. And we end up settling for something less, really. Something less because we believe that that's what we want. We believe that that's what we want. Well, it takes a little faith and understanding that the Lord himself wants better for you and wants more for you than you do yourself. Now, you can kind of relate a little bit with that. If you're a parent or anything, if you're a parent, you understand that you want for your kids better than they even realize that they want for themselves. You want for them the very best as a parent. You want the best for them, not what you want for them, but you want what's God's best for them. That's what I want. I want God's best for them, for my kids, you know, for my kids and grandkids. I want God's best, and I'm believing he's bringing them into his best. I believe that he's bringing them into his best, and that his angels are protecting them and bringing them into his best for their lives. Amen. But that's what he's after. So, I mean, the very fact that most people don't realize how good his will is for them. They don't realize that he understands how he made them, everything he put in them, the special things that they are. that he has within them, that and he wants to accentuate that. He wants to bring that out and to help you to realize the good things that's in you. And well, his will is better. Now it's just better. His things, his ways, his way of doing things is just better than our ways. It just is. And the sooner we figure that out, the better off we are. In other words, waken to the fact, well, I'm just going to turn everything over to him because he knows better than I do about it. Well, of course he does. But so many of us, we're stubborn. We want to hold on to our own will. We want to hold on to our own way. And he can just let us. But we're the ones that miss out. You know, I mean, obviously his will is not being performed through us to the way he wants to do it. If we get like that, but we're the ones that don't get to experience these things that are better, these things that are more wonderful without walking it out in faith and actually believing and trusting him to take care of all of that and to lead us in the right way. So, it's a matter of trust in the master, and it's a development of who you are. It's a development of his union with you, and your understanding of his union with you, and you believing in his union with you, and you believe in him directing you in right ways. And it's a matter, I think, many times I do this. I just make several times a day, sometimes I'll just kind of expose myself, I guess you could say, in the spirit, best I know how, to him. And I'll just say, Lord, have you got everything? You know, because I'll tell you something else. If you're worrying about something, he doesn't have everything. He don't have that. If you're worrying about it and you're in fear, he ain't got that part of you. No, he don't. Now, you might have all the other, you might have some other parts, but right then and now, right then and there, right that point in time, he doesn't have you. He doesn't have all of you because you worrying about something. All right. So that means that part he doesn't have. Well, what do we got to do? We're going to take all that worry and cast all of our cares over on him, because he cares for us, takes good care of us, and he's watching out after. He knows the best for us. Boy, I believe that. I know that to be true in my life. Now, whether you know that to be true in your life, that may be another matter. You really should get to the place where you know that to be true in your life, that his best for you is better than what you can come up with. Anything you can imagine about yourself, you know, he knows what's going to fit for you. He knows where to put you. He knows how to get you into the things that are the best for you. I mean, the really best things for you. Many times I think people, Christians, they just don't, they think they know what's best for them, you know. And so they're not looking to him to find out what's best for them. But listen, man, that's the walk of faith. It's the walk of trust that we look to him for direction. We look to him for wisdom. We look to him for timing about things, as I just did, you know, just talked about a while ago, about timing of things for our lives, when to say something, when not to say something, when to move on something, when not to move on something. It's all about faith. It's all about staying with what he's showing us. And he can show us by a lot of different ways. He speaks to me, and I've been enjoying this this thought to thought speaking that he does with me throughout the day and night. And sometimes I'll go for, I don't know, maybe a couple hours or something. I'll get busy on something, and I'll realize I hadn't talked to him. I hadn't heard from him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Or at least I wasn't perceiving what he was saying to me. I was busy in the natural doing something. Well, I just, a lot of times I just stop and I'll say, Lord, I says, I don't like this.
I like to hear from him a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this. I don't like to get too busy where I'm not hearing from you and hearing what you got to say. I mean, you know, he may not be telling me something to do. He may just be joking with me about something. You know what I'm saying? He does that a lot. He'll joke with me about something. And he'll give me some kind of funny remark or something about something that's happening, you know, in my life. And we have a good time like that. Sometimes I'll get busy in the natural and I won't think about him, and I'll realize, man, I haven't thought about the Lord in a minute in a little bit here because I've been busy. And I know that happens with you too. But the more that you can think about him and listen to what he's telling you and getting the wisdom from him, the better off you're going to be, you know. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm running out of time today, but I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate you tuning in. I hope that something we said today will encourage you, bless you, lift you. I'll tell you, God's after your good. Now, he's just after your good. See, people don't believe that he's after their good. He's after your best. Now, seems like that's kind of one of the running themes in this particular seminar today, is that he's after your best. Now, if you believe that, if you really believe that Jesus is after your best, then why don't you just turn your life over to him and realize, well, you're after my best, Lord. And I believe that with all my heart, so I'm just going to give it to you. I just give you everything and let you run my life, because you know better about all this coming up anyway. You know, why we want to run things, we don't know what's going on, really. We just partially understand what's going on, but he understands everything. So let's trust him. Let's walk in faith and not by sight. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, my friend, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you'll tune in again next week as we continue on this wonderful, wonderful road trip called Know Thyself. And we're talking about this wonderful relationship that we have with our Lord, this union that we have with God. My goodness gracious, what he has done in us. And us, it's, well, we're trying to cover some things. And we're making progress, and we're moving along. And I'm looking forward to this year, because we're going to be making some real good progress, I believe, in these seminars. So I hope you'll stay with us. Make a point to stay with us every week as we're going forward in faith, and we're doing what the Lord is telling us to do each time. So you can expect some things to come to you that's gonna affect you, because he already knows who's gonna be watching, and he already knows what he wants to do through me. And I'm the one don't know what's going on. Well, I do partially, because I'm hearing from him, so I want to do it his way. So I'm depending on him that we'll get this right, this whole series, for your sake, and that you'll get a hold of some really good truths that's going to help you, lift you, and bring you into a closer one-to-one relationship with the Lord, and that you'll get right into his best for your life, his will for your life. Well, my friends, till next week, this is Ken Fletcher, and I want you to know something that I love.